Buchsliger. We're second on MLS. We'll start their second drive of the night from their own 41-yard line. With 6:12 left here in the first, it's 7-0 MLS.
Tell you what, Clark, some adjustments are going to have to be made on that Laker defense. They're either going to have to blitz more or they're going to have to ask their corners to play a little bit tighter defense. You don't want to get burnt deep. I understand that, but it was too easy for the quarterback, Lindelof, to find open receivers. There were open receivers all over the place on that first drive. They're going to have to tidy it up a little bit on defense.
They'll start this drive from the 41-yard line, their own territory. Left, right across your radio in the white-clad jerseys.
They're marking off 10 yards, Clark.
For whatever reason, we did not see the flag. So they'll start at the 31-yard line. Lakers will take it regardless.
No, I didn't see a flag either. Nope.
Only the shadow will know on that one.
That's home field advantage. That's what I'm calling.
Something like that.
That's always a good call.
Lakers needs it all tonight. First and 10 from the 31. MLS receiver wide each way, and the shotgun hands it off to number 30. That's Owen Hine. He's out to near the first down marker, pushing his way at the 39 across the 40 and all the way out to the 41. And they're saying first down. And it's going to be a 10-yard, 11-yard gain brought down by Quinton Smith, the defensive end senior for Lakers.
5'11", 180 pounds, and he runs harder than that, Clark. Possible to bring down. He had a gain of 5 and just drags green jerseys for the rest of the 5 yards he needs for the first down. And a new set of downs for the Cardinals as they come out running the ball this time against the Laker defense.
Two wide each way. Lindelof in the shotgun. As a running back to his left, I do believe that is Owen Hine. Casey Williams now in motion to the left, and is a handoff to Owen Hine. Breaks free of one tackle. He's out to the midfield. He's to the 45. He has two men to beat. Down to the 35, to the 25, to the 20. And down all he comes down at the 12-yard line. Terrence Dubes chases him down after a huge run for Owen Hine.
Yeah. Owen Hine shrugging off arm tackles like it's nobody's business. He just runs right through those arm tackles and breaks a big run, then jukes out to the sideline, and only Terrence Dubes can run him down, and he does to prevent a touchdown for the Cardinal offense for now.
47-yard run there for Owen Hine. Actually, 46-yard run for Owen Hine. Sets him at first and 10 from the Laker 12-yard line, knocking on the door again. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Shotgun formation, and they hand it off right through the middle. And number 30, Owen Hine, breaks free of another tackle. They cannot bring him down here, and tackled near the far sideline across the 10 down to the 9-yard line.
Rumbling, bumbling, stumbling, Clark, making it look easy, running over Laker defenders. Not around him, running through him right now. Owen Hine on a mission right now.
A 3-yard gain brought down by Diaz Reyes when all said and done. Sets up a 2nd and 7. From the 9-yard line, 4:52 left here in the first quarter. MLS 7, Lakers nothing.
And the amazing part is Lakers had that read correctly, had him hit in the backfield, and he finds a way to get 2, even 3 yards out of that play. Just shows his toughness.
The second and third effort is impressive. Man in motion to the right, that's Casey Williams. Rolling to his right, Lindelof lets this one fly into the end zone, and it's caught by Casey Williams. Touchdown, MLS. A snifty-looking play there from the Cardinals makes it 13-0 over the Lakers with 4:27 left here in the first.
Yeah, Casey Williams is your slot receiver on the left side. He comes in motion to the right side and just makes a circle to the middle of the field. He runs right behind Mauricio Diaz-Reyes, who's your middle linebacker sitting in zone coverage. And on the run, as Lindelof continues to make good throws early in this game, on the run, setting his feet, throws a perfect pass right over Diaz-Reyes' heads, just out of his reach. And perfect strike on the number for Casey Williams, and another fast touchdown for the Cardinal offense.
Plotcher out comes to kick for the extra point. This one is up, and this one does look good, and it is. It's 14-0 Saginaw MLS over the Lakers with 4:27 left in the first quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Everybody get up.
Hey. 14-0. MLS out to an early lead over the Lakers. The Laker fan base a little bit here in shell shock a bit, as it's a very impressive effort here from MLS thus far.
Oh, so far, we've only seen MLS on defense once, but they force a three and out quickly. And on offense, they have so far thrown the football and run the football as effectively as we've seen any team do it this year, Clark. The fact that they have run and passed pretty much without any problem at all has been very impressive.
Five plays, 69 yards, and a minute 45. That last drive resulted in a touchdown as the kick comes in at the 10-yard line, picked in by number 12, Brennan Wisner, out to the 25, still on his feet, out to the 30, and brought down by Tristan Pankow. But we have a flag flying at the end of that play, more than likely against the Lakers.
Yeah, either a hold or a block in the back negates a pretty good return, trying to give his offense decent field position.
And it's a hold against the Lakers. It'll be a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul, which is at the 26-yard line. First and 10 for the Lakers from the 16, I do believe this will be.
Lakers needs to just start slow here. They need to get a first down or two and get a decent drive going, get their fans back into this game. And even if they punt, have the ability to punt and pin the Cardinal defense deep into their own zone. The Cardinals offense is very good. They've already proven that in this game, but it's not that hard for any offense to go 40, 50, 60 yards on a drive. Let's see them go 80 or 90 yards and give that Laker defense a chance to get warmed up.
Two wide to the left, one to the right. Power pistol to the left. And Dustin Cady hands this off to Diaz Reyes, and he can't hang on to the ball. And MLS jumps on it at the 8-yard line. Number 30, the man who does it all, Owen Hine. He even does windows tonight, picks it up at the 9-yard line, a very short field for the MLS offense.
Yeah, I heard he's going to be selling peanuts at halftime as well, Clark. He truly does do it all, and he comes up with a fumble recovery. One of the luxuries and negative drawbacks of the read option is sometimes the quarterback puts it in your lap, and then he's responsible to take it away from you as a running back. That football stayed in between him. I'm not sure who you're going to give credit, or should I say, you know, the bad stat as a fumble, but it could have gone either way.
Hand out to Lindelof keeps it for himself. He's down to the 5, falling backwards down to about the 1-yard line, and he's going to be brought down shy of the end zone. It's going to be an 8-yard gain, though, for the quarterback keeper, and this offense continues to just pummel the Laker front.
Yeah, this is Lindelof's first carry of the game, and he's showing some quickness and strength as well, refusing to go down. Turns out a nice gain of 8, maybe even 9 yards, and gets tackled just short of the end zone. Watch out for Owen Hine here, Clark. This is his time to shine.
3:34 left here in the first. It's 14-0 MLS, and they're knocking on the door for the third time tonight in as many tries. Second and 2 to go. And it's a handoff to number 30, Owen Hine, and he is brought in down in the backfield. Lakers' Quinton Smith read that one coming off of left end and brought him down for the loss all the way back out to the 5-yard line, a loss of 3.
It was so obvious he was getting the ball, Clark. We could see it from up here. I just called it out. Quinton Smith obviously knew it was coming as well, shed his offensive lineman, and made a nice play in the backfield before Owen Hine can get his motor going. That's when you're going to have to attack him. You don't want to get him out in open space.
Third and goal to go from the 5. 2:48 left here in the first. It's 14-0 MLS. Lindelof going to pass, and he's brought down for the sack. Back at the 15-yard line, Mauricio Diaz-Reyes didn't even see him coming. They mark him down at the 13. A heads-up play there from the linebacker, Diaz-Reyes, blasting through on the blitz, and MLS snuck him through.
He read the play action at a perfect time for the middle linebacker blitz. Last time he sat in the zone and got beat. This time he blitzes him, and Lindelof didn't even have a chance to look down the field, and Mauricio Diaz-Reyes was in his lap to make the sack. An excellent play call on defense and good execution by Mauricio Diaz-Reyes. Fourth and goal coming. The Cardinals going for it.
From the 13-yard line, they go down to pass. It's caught by number 45, Berger. He's down to the end zone. He dives across the